You'll hear five short extracts in which writers give advice about writing comedy scripts for television. For questions 19 to 23, choose which piece of advice, A to H, each speaker gives. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
You have to be brutal with yourself. By that, I mean, you must look carefully at what you've written and cut about half of it. Being brief and to the point is the key to writing good comedy. And listen to the rhythm of a sentence, how a joke sounds. Just removing one word or changing its position can have a great effect. But a comedy show is more than just a series of jokes. In the best comic scenes, the humor lies in the people and how they react to their situation. So take trouble when you're creating them.
Speaker 2.
If you show viewers what they're supposed to find funny about the situation from the beginning, they have longer to enjoy it. For example, you'll get a lot of laughs if they can say straight away, "Oh, I see, it's a clown who doesn't like children," or, "Oh, I get it, it's a surgeon who can't stand the sight of blood." And don't feel you have to explain everything in great detail. That soon gets boring. Read your script to someone with an underdeveloped sense of humour, and when they start looking sleepy, you know you should cut huge chunks.
Speaker 3.
You have to be able to accept criticism, take on board all the negative comments you get about your work and use them to improve it. I suppose it's fine if you're a brilliant writer. Brilliant writers can refuse to alter their artistic vision in any way. But if, like me, you're far from being brilliant, then you need help and advice from anyone who can be bothered to give it. Not all advice is helpful, though. People often instruct young comics, "Write about what makes you laugh." But you won't sell many scripts if the only one to find them funny is you.
Speaker 4.
Doing any kind of writing is lonely, and comedy is no different. Finding a writing partner is great. My best days are spent sitting in a room with someone else and trying to make each other laugh. You might then have to go off and work stuff up on your own, but at least you know one person has found your jokes funny. Oh, and move around a lot. It does wonders for your concentration. I've solved many problems walking to and from the fridge in search of a snack. Pausing to do a household chore, like washing up, works for other people.
Speaker 5.
The best advice I was ever given was to immerse myself in the kind of scripts that really made me laugh and to analyse how it worked. Now, I'm not telling you to copy it, but I am saying you should use it as inspiration. Then send an example of your best material to the creators of shows you admire. Tell them what you admire about their work and just keep on writing, whatever happens. At first you might think you're mostly producing rubbish, but gradually there'll be less rubbish and more gold. So don't give up.
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker 1.
You have to be brutal with yourself. By that, I mean, you must look carefully at what you've written and cut about half of it. Being brief and to the point is the key to writing good comedy. And listen to the rhythm of a sentence, how a joke sounds. Just removing one word or changing its position can have a great effect. But a comedy show is more than just a series of jokes. In the best comic scenes, the humor lies in the people and how they react to their situation. So take trouble when you're creating them.
Speaker 2.
If you show viewers what they're supposed to find funny about the situation from the beginning, they have longer to enjoy it. For example, you'll get a lot of laughs if they can say straight away, "Oh, I see, it's a clown who doesn't like children," or, "Oh, I get it, it's a surgeon who can't stand the sight of blood." And don't feel you have to explain everything in great detail. That soon gets boring. Read your script to someone with an underdeveloped sense of humour, and when they start looking sleepy, you know you should cut huge chunks.
Speaker 3.
You have to be able to accept criticism, take on board all the negative comments you get about your work and use them to improve it. I suppose it's fine if you're a brilliant writer. Brilliant writers can refuse to alter their artistic vision in any way. But if, like me, you're far from being brilliant, then you need help and advice from anyone who can be bothered to give it. Not all advice is helpful, though. People often instruct young comics, "Write about what makes you laugh." But you won't sell many scripts if the only one to find them funny is you.
Speaker 4.
Doing any kind of writing is lonely, and comedy is no different. Finding a writing partner is great. My best days are spent sitting in a room with someone else and trying to make each other laugh. You might then have to go off and work stuff up on your own, but at least you know one person has found your jokes funny. Oh, and move around a lot. It does wonders for your concentration. I've solved many problems walking to and from the fridge in search of a snack. Pausing to do a household chore, like washing up, works for other people.
Speaker 5.
The best advice I was ever given was to immerse myself in the kind of scripts that really made me laugh and to analyse how it worked. Now, I'm not telling you to copy it, but I am saying you should use it as inspiration. Then send an example of your best material to the creators of shows you admire. Tell them what you admire about their work and just keep on writing, whatever happens. At first you might think you're mostly producing rubbish, but gradually there'll be less rubbish and more gold. So don't give up.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.